Moncrief on News Talk.
30 years ago, the Queen's Award for Technological Achievement was given to a small plastic ball beating one of the other nominees, the Internet. It was the widget in the can of Guinness and has been in use now for 3 decades. Dean McGuinness joins us to explain what exactly that is. Afternoon, Dean.
Hello, Sean. How are you doing?
So the problem, I suppose, has been that when you have Guinness coming out of a can or a bottle, it doesn't taste the same as a Guinness coming out of a tap. What was missing?
So what you've got, when beer is normally fermented, a gas called carbon dioxide is generated in the beer. And a word that we often use on movies and booze is mouthfeel, which is one that's very popular. It gives you that buzz that fizzy drinks give you on the tongue. Now, with draft flow Guinness, where you've got the creamy head, you don't have that same level of carbonation. It's a much smoother mouthfeel, and you've got an entirely different head because of the type of gas that's used in draft.
And so was there a technical challenge in introducing that somehow into a can?
Yeah, what they were trying to do was to work out how they could achieve the same texture in canned or bottled Guinness that they were achieving in draft. When the beer is pushed through the draft lines, it's pushed through with a gas that's a mixture of nitrogen and CO2. And then it goes through a very small disc in the tap head with very small holes in it that allows the nitrogen to break out in a specific way and form that creamy head that you associate with Guinness. It was much harder for them to achieve that in a bottle for two reasons. First of all, the nitrogen doesn't like to dissolve in gas. So when you put it into a bottle, it just tends to come out of the liquid without staying in it the way that they want it. You really need to get the nitrogen just at the point that you're pouring the beer.
Right.
And in 1969, they had a few attempts at trying to do it. The project was called Project Acorn, which stood for Advanced Cans of Rich Nectar. But they had technical difficulties in the 1969 project. And even though they patented it in 1972, the project was put to one side and didn't get taken up again until another 12 years later.
Okay. And were there different designs that they were playing around with? Because wasn't there a kind of a flat one they had at first and then that didn't work so well?
They had a flat one, yeah. It was a kind of a disc. And basically what the widget is, that won this technology award over 3 decades ago, what it is it's a little bubble or a little pod of nitrogen. And the idea is that when the can or the bottle is opened, that the pod releases nitrogen directly into the beer at the time that the can is opened. And that means that when you're pouring it, that the liquid has the nitrogen in the just directly infused into liquid, and it breaks out then on the time of the pour. Now, with the disc version of the widget, what they found was that it worked fine if the liquid was cold, but if the liquid was warm, you ended up with what looked like a glass of ice cream. It was just almost all head. And it was like if you go into a bar and the cooler has stopped working in the bar and they tried to pour a pint and it comes up with nothing but head and a tiny bit of liquid at the bottom. That was what they were finding with the can. They moved on from there and they changed the design of it. And with the new designs in the late 80s and early 90s and late 90s, they introduced a version called the Smoothifier, and that was a floating widget, and that seemed to overcome the problems that they were having with the initial designs.
Okay, Smoothifier. No points for the various names that we're thinking up for these devices. Are there widgets then in bottles of Guinness?
They do have a bottled draft flow version, and the design of the widget that they use in a bottle, it looks quite cool. It looks like a little rocket. And there's two reasons for that. One is when you've got a design that looks like a rocket in a bottle, it can float in a way where it's more vertical. A disc, if something is round, obviously, it doesn't matter what orientation it has. A disc will tend to float flat, but this rocket seemed to be able to be designed so that it could float in an upright way. And then they had little leaves coming off the side of the rocket so that when you poured it, it wouldn't come out of the glass. It was kind of kept in the glass. That's the one that they used in the draft flow bottles. And they managed to achieve the same effect when they poured it, that nitrogen infused in. And then when they poured it, you would get that creamy head that you associate with the draft Guinness.
Yeah. And did Guinness own the copyright on this? By which I mean, does any other drinks manufacturer use something similar to this?
There is a patent that was originally registered back in 1969, but they let that patent lapse. Now there are a few breweries that are using this. In the UK, you can get John Smith's bitter, which is a quite popular bitter, and also Boddington's that has been dubbed the cream of Manchester. And they both use Widget Technologies. There's a company as well called Ball Technologies that helps people with using widgets in their products so that they can achieve the draft flow effect with it.
What an age to be alive. Dean, thanks a million. As ever, Dean McGuinness there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.